stride slowed as he passed the opening made by the roll-up door on stage right. He walked with a distinctive confidence, a dangerous confidence. I followed the long line made by very good shoes and strong legs past a belt that probably cost more than a car. His shoulders were broad, and nothing he wore had been untouched by a tailor. His dark hair was swept back, and his goatee was trimmed with surgical precision. Giant brown eyes greeted me as I met his gaze. His smile matched in radiance, even though he only cracked a sideways grin. Lightning struck. The world fell silent. I had gone deaf. I was looking through a tunnel focused squarely on him, like when you overdo the vignette on an iPhone photo. I felt my ears flush. I returned what was probably the most awkward smirk. As the tunnel crept in, I watched his left foot move forward. I heard a crack and felt a pinch in my left hand, and then he was gone. I didn't even know his name. I sat for a moment, stunned on the floor. My senses began to come back in. The rattle of the air compressor reminded me that I was not actually deaf or blind. I looked down at the nail gun and what I was working on. A trickle of blood ran out of my hand. I picked up the project from the floor and saw the finishing nail sticking through the lumber, complete with a streak of red. I looked at my hand and watched my palm fill with blood. I flipped out. I ran into the shop to find my boss. Within minutes, his concern had dissolved into laughter at my antics as he dumped hydrogen peroxide on my hand. The option of a hospital was discussed, but I wasn't hurt badly. I was also 18 years old and could not have given a shit if you had told me to. To this day, I still exaggerate the amount of blood. It wasn't even a through and through. It miraculously missed every important thing in my hand. This irony is not lost on me. This story begins with a gnarly hand injury and begins to end with a totally different gnarly hand injury years and years later.